One day I'ma have all this shit that I really want. Manifest to this fucking song. We all believe in something, but something might get lost. I don't believe in much, but bitch, I'm feeling like Rick Ross. I'ma walk out. This party lame as hell. Where's the fuck?
Happy Cinnamon Day.
Cinnamon Day.
What are we drinking?
Right now I have a McDonald's iced coffee with French vanilla and one cream, one sugar.
I have a Baja Blast. This is my first time having it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, impressed. I'm kind of upset that I didn't like it more.
It's okay.
I was expecting it to taste different. So, it was kind of a letdown.
That's true.
But
yeah, that's what we're up to. I got my vaccine yesterday, and my arm's freaking killing me. I got the Moderna one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, oh my god, yesterday, so, I told Julia about this, but, her and I are in the same class, and so, her and I, well, I went to Starbucks right before my class, because it didn't start till noon, and I got my shot at 9:45, and I thought it would be a lot quicker, but I went to the hospital, so, like, that's why it took so long, and there were so many people, and I was like, anyway. So I got out of there, I was fine, I just was a little dizzy when I first got it. But you know how I am with needles.
And right. Like, me too.
Even though I have like a gajillion earrings and piercings, but it's fine. And a tattoo, but that's different.
No correlation.
No, none. But yeah. So our roommate, Abby, her and I went and got Starbucks in a town over that's probably 45 minutes away. And I texted Julia, right? It was like probably like, what, 10:30 that I went. Takes 45 minutes to get there.
Yeah, probably.
So I texted her and I was like, dude, I'm getting you Starbucks. And she's like, dude, we have class soon. And I was like, yeah, but I really need Starbucks because everywhere else around us is either McDonald's or Dunkin'.
Both are gross.
And both are, nah.
I don't drink
Dunkin'. I don't mind
Dunkin'.
I like suffer through Dunkin' because like we had it for so long in high school.
And, yeah. I don't know, the Freeport one is okay, but the people who work there are so rude.
Yeah.
So freaking
gargoyle
rude.
Gargoyle lady?
Yeah, gargoyle lady, and just, like, all the other people.
Sorry to put you on blast.
Yeah, sorry to gargoyle lady.
She's so rude. She's like, no.
You're like, thank you, and she just throws your shit at you through the window and closes literally. It.
And, you know, you remember in Monsters, Inc., that, like, woman that Mike Wazowski. That's her.
Yeah.
That's Gargoyle Lady.
But, like, she doesn't even talk.
No.
She'd be like, but she, like, grunts.
Yeah, she does.
Like a gorilla.
But when she does talk, it's like that Mike Wazowski.
She's like, medium vanilla, two sugars. Yeah. You're welcome, sweetie. But that, she's only nice, like, once a blue moon, I swear.
I know.
Sometimes she'd be like, you're welcome, honey.
She's always at the window, though. She doesn't go anywhere else.
Well, like, if you're miserable, don't work there.
Ooh.
And I was curious one day. I looked up reviews on the Freeport Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I can't be the only one that they're really rude to. Mm-hmm. Terrible. It's all, like, 0 stars.
Yeah. But, yeah, we are just kind of chilling. I've been so stressed from this semester. A lot of my, like, things are piling up. And I'm sure everyone else is. Because, like, I don't know. It's so weird with this semester because we don't have, like, any real breaks and stuff like that. Like, it's just...
Yeah, no, I'm exhausted. Like, I literally talked to my mom today. I was like, I'm so done with this. Like, I honestly don't know how much longer I can do this. Like, I'm going home as soon as I possibly can. Like,
do you have any finals in person?
Yeah, my 218 class. Fucking course.
Why don't I know. It's because you started in person, that's why.
No, we only did the first class in person. The rest of it was on Zoom. He's like...
That's what I mean, though. Like, that class is supposed to be in person. That's why he's doing it that way.
It's just dumb. Like, and, like, the second I can go home, like, I'll probably do my online finals from home.
That's
I just
I'm
need
doing.
To get away from here.
For 262 and 260?
Yeah, I think they're both online. And then for Bud, we just have a final paper, you know?
I just realized we're literally in all the same classes except for one.
Like, 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
But,
Well, for me, 3 out of 5.
They're just, like,
that
triggering.
Class,
yeah, I can't imagine. But just triggering situations happening here at school with, like, certain people just trigger me, and I don't know, I just feel ready to be done.
Mm-hmm. I have been currently going through a breakup, as a lot of people on this podcast know. Update, doing pretty good. We're doing pretty decent. A new woman. And honestly, like, I told Julia and Abby this today. I was like, you know, I learned a lot about myself already in the past 3 months that we've been broken up. And to be honest, I feel very, I'm more confident now. And I don't know why. I feel like whenever I'm in a relationship, I always tear myself down. It happened in my first college relationship, and this one too, where I just tear myself down. And I don't know why. I need to see a psychic.
I need to see a psychic. We should do that. We should go do like a tarot card reading. Because you fucking love astrology and like tarot cards.
Okay, you know those basic white bitches? Yeah, I'm that. I'm that.
No, we were talking about this on the way to McDonald's and stuff.
Because
I was like, okay, so I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
And and I think you said Abby's a Gemini.
No, I'm a Gemini. She's a Taurus. She's an April Taurus, though. That's why I get along with her.
Yeah, so like, we're all apparently compatible.
We are.
But I don't believe much in astrology.
I do and I don't. Like, I act like a Gemini, but I'm not a complete Gemini, because Geminis are two-faced.
And wait, I'm confused. Are you a Gemini or a Taurus?
I'm a Gemini. Abby's a Taurus. And so, actually, let's give an update. So,
on what?
Well, we're moving out Abby and I are moving into a different apartment with Julia. That's our little update.
Two stories, bitch. Two floors.
Yeah, we got two floors. One's a kitchen, like a spare room.
Which we're going to convert into a dining room. Just take the door off its hinges.
Yeah. Because, like, that would be weird if we, like, open the... That's just weird. Anyway. And then, we got two stories. Abby and I are hopefully having a field hockey season. So that's going to be dope. We went and played Thomas the past 2 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. One of them was the best game of my life.
Really?
Yeah, I got a penalty shot on me, and I blocked it.
Yeet.
Yeah, and that was the first time I've been able to, like, block a good penalty shot in a long ass time. I was like...
Who got the penalty? What? Like, who did the penalty?
Oh, a girl on Thomas.
No, but, like... Huh? Wouldn't it have been... had to be someone on Farmington...
Who
got the penalty to make Thomas be able to take a shot on Farmington?
So, yes and no. So, what happens in field hockey, because I'm a goalie.
Right.
And so, if a ball gets put underneath me for a certain amount of time, then they call a penalty on me.
Oh, so it was on you.
Yeah. But she kept pushing it underneath my leg. I was like,
Because she was trying to do that.
No, literally, I was like this. I know people on the podcast can't see me, but, like, my legs were spread apart. And she kept kicking it underneath my leg, and I was like, bitch, you ain't getting it in my fucking goal. And, she kept looking at the ref, and she kept pushing it underneath me, the ball.
Yeah, so she was trying to...
she was trying to get the penalty, and I was like, you are...
Trying to grind your gears.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, you know, I saved it. But...
No biggie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I kind of did a dumb thing.
Yeah, she fucking did.
These two are...
This girl went on a blind date.
Not a blind date, I knew who he was.
But you've never met him in person.
And then, yeah.
And decided, like, agreed to go meet this man in the woods where no one can see and or hear her scream.
So and that was like,
okay. In your head to do, and that concerns me.
Well, I didn't...
So don't do that, because that is a good way to really get yourself hurt and get into trouble.
I also didn't tell anyone, which... Yeah. Except for one person, and I shared my location with that person. But I felt like I needed to do it on my own. I needed to go on this date to experience...
Well, sure, but you go to a coffee shop.
Yeah, that was not very smart.
You go to, like...
There wasn't really anywhere to, like...
Not a secluded place.
No, there's, like, not a place in the middle between Waterville and Farmington.
Well, then someone's just gonna have to go all the way.
I know. But we're going to Augusta this weekend.
Huh? Just, like, to hang? Like, no, all weekend,
No, we're getting dinner.
Nice.
And then he's taking me shopping. He was like,
spending daddy's money.
He was like, I need to go to Dick's. And I was like, okay.
Dick's. I'll go to Dick's.
I'm going to Dick's to get more Dick's. Wait, who said that?
What was that?
And then we're gonna go to American Eagle because apparently he needs to buy jeans. And I was like,
oh yeah, I read that in the text you sent me. He's like, I need pants. And I was like,
okay.
I need pants too. Oh, I need pants.
Speaking of which, I need pants.
Me too.
I need shorts.
I split my pants at work.
I remember that.
It split up my fucking crotch. I had a hole in my fucking. Oh, that was bad. And I went in from 7 a.m. to I think it was 3 in the afternoon. Walking around all day with a hole in my crotch. That was it. I bent down to, like, do recovery.
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, split. I was shit. No.
Yeah, and then, we're gonna go to he was like, do you want to go to TJ Maxx? And I was like,
do I ever? Now you're speaking my language.
And I was like, wow, you know me so well already. After one date. I would call it a date, but, well, the first time was, like, a hanging out. It wasn't, like,
right.
Anything special, but, like, this is, like, we're not going to a fancy place. We're going to Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, my God. If a man took me to...
Put a ring. Put a ring, babe.
Maroc. But, that or Olive Garden. Like, if a man took me to Olive Garden...
We were going to go to Olive Garden. It was between Olive Garden... It was between Olive Garden.
No, and you should go to Steakhouse. Olive Garden in Augusta because Carrie works there.
That's where we're.
Oh. Carrie works there.
Carrie, hey girl. Hey, Miss Girl.
She doesn't even know this thing exists.
We should have her on. That would be so funny. Oh my God.
No, both the twins. That'd
be funny. My God, both of the twins on here. That would. They're hilarious. I love them. No, we're going to Longhorn Steakhouse in Augusta. I don't know if we're meeting there or what.
Do you eat steak? Like, do you like, a nice thick steak?
I like steak, but I haven't, that's one of my go-to meals. But I find that red meat, kind of bothers my stomach. So I was always like, oh, I don't know if I should. Oh, battery saver. Anyway, I was like, I don't know if I should.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff. And then I was like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
And then he was like, how do you like your steak? And I was like, oh, well done. And he was like.
Don't tell me he eats it bloody.
I don't know. Oh my God. So when I, you know his name, but when I was dating my high school boyfriend, he would eat it basically raw.
No.
It was so bad. It was like completely pink. Almost completely, not completely pink, but it was like pretty pink and it was really bloody. And I was like.
No, like I recently ate like bloody meat. Yeah. I went to my dad's house.
And last time you went home.
Yeah, yeah. And he had some friends over and they were. Throwing them back like nothing. So by the time dinner came around, nobody was capable of cooking a steak. So they were all rare as fuck. And I was like eating this like raw meat. But I couldn't tell them to put it back on the grill because they weren't capable of grilling it in the first place. And I don't know how to fucking grill. I don't know.
This is my first time going to Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yeah, but you can get like other things. But
I'm kind of excited though. I'm kind of excited to try it.
Have you seen that Snapchat show? It's called Julia Tries Everything, and this girl named Julia goes to all these places.
It's funny, because you're named Julia.
Yeah. And it's like, she orders every item. I wish that was my job. She orders, everything off the menu, and she did Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, they do that at, they have, a YouTube channel where they go try different places in different states and towns and stuff.
I would do that.
I would so do that, except I would gain so much weight.
But what sucks, though... is that now you can't find a blooming onion anywhere in Maine because Bugaboo Creek left. And there's no Golden Corral.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
Yeah, in South Portland.
Golden Corral. I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Golden
Corral. That tip-tap. Tip-tap-tap. You said Goldwyn then.
Golden Corral. Find your location. I'm pretty... Wait, what am I thinking? Not thinking... Outback Steakhouse is not Golden Corral. I'm thinking of Outback Steakhouse.
Miss Girl, we have those.
We don't have an Outback Steakhouse. No. I've looked it up, trust me. But all after right, Bugaboo Creek closed, that was my jam when I was a kid. I loved Bugaboo Creek. You just can't get a blooming onion. I feel so bad for you. They had talking creatures of the woods. It's kind of scary. No, a little. But it wasn't like.
Wait, they had a talking mouse.
Remember well, it was
in the mall.
The what?
Remember when that was in the mall?
What, Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, and then I think you were at my birthday. I had a birthday party there.
Was it Joker's?
No. I went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Maybe. I
definitely were there, because it was when I was 7.
I don't know. I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese in my life, I don't think. It's just not somewhere, like, my parents took us. I've been to Joker's many times, though.
I don't know. But that shit, wild.
They busting.
Cheesh.
Sounds like cheese.
Cheese.
Anyway. But yeah, so, long story short, don't go on a date in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, I love how it took us, like, Chuck E. Cheese, Bugaboo Creek, Longhorn Steakhouse to get to the point.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. But that's, like, really, really dangerous, and you should always have a first date with someone you don't know in a place that's public, so no harm can be done.
Don't do a Caitlyn.
Don't pull a Caitlyn. Don't do that.
See, I don't think before I do. I just kind of do. You know?
And that's just how some people live their lives.
That's just not it.
Like, I admire the fact that you don't, like, stress out tenfold over things in your life.
Damn, my legs are popping.
Flexible. Poppin'.
I've been hitting the gym. I lost some weight, except I gained muscle for field hockey. Killing it.
I keep telling myself that I'm going to go to the gym, but I never do.
I always have, like, that's why Abby always, like, commits me to go. Like, she's my, like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, let's get into it. And then afterwards, I'm like, I'm so tired.
Yeah, I really should. But especially after eating all that McDonald's and washing it down with Baja Blast.
You're fine. Oh my gosh. Hopefully this summer is really, like, going to be busting.
I hope so. But I'm going to have to work a lot.
Even though we're going to be, working all the time.
But, like, we see each other at work, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But my coworkers, on the other hand, I'm not excited to see.
Oh, my gosh.
Because most of them drive me freaking crazy.
So, we work in a fabric store, and a lot of the coworkers are, like, older women, except for one of them, who's an older guy. Like, how long has he been there?
Over 20 years.
But, yeah, they are something else. But even though, like...
I'm talking about the younger people, though. Oh,
I was talking about...
I'm talking about the so-called manager.
Oh, my God.
That gets mad. God forbid you have to work on a Saturday.
I don't know if she's there. I gotta ask Chrissy if she's there.
Do you think she's not anymore?
I don't know.
Because that would be a plus.
I'm hoping.
I liked her at first, but now she's just annoying.
So, the manager that works with us, like, the assistant store manager... she likes to pretend that she runs the entire store. And I'm like...
Oh, she thinks she runs that shit, but no, she don't.
I'm like, Miss Girl...
You don't know what you're fucking doing.
She doesn't, even though she ran Target, I guess. And I was like, girl.
She ran Target?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
She was a store manager at Target.
Then how come she can't, like, do anything at Joann's?
She always puts it off on other people. She put me... to do something, and I was like, why?
You know,
don't worry.
Okay.
Be happy. That song.
Okay.
I was immediately thinking of that song.
It's good advice.
Dude, I have to pack up my room. I have clothes laying down on the floor.
Yeah, you should see my dorm room. My whole wardrobe is on the floor.
That's rare.
Mm-hmm.
So, Julia and I roomed our freshman year at college, and... Everyone who would come in, Julia's side would be spotless. My side would be a fucking shit show. And she was like, yeah, this is a representation of both of our personalities. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Well, what it is for me, like...
My life's a mess, so my room's a mess.
Right, exactly. So, like, right now, I'm just, like, done with everything. I want to do all that laundry before I leave, but I can't bring myself to do it. But I know if I go home with that much laundry, my mom is going to fucking kill me.
I had a huge bag in the back seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was supposed to be for my mom to, like, do. I know. I do my own laundry, people. Don't get mad at me. I do my own laundry.
No, you do?
Sometimes.
What are you going to do next
year? Only freshman
year. Not even freshman year. You still had to go home to work at Bass.
Oh, that's right. So I got brought up to a manager, a seasonal manager. So meaning that, like, I would only work when I go home. And so she expected me to work on the weekends while I was in field hockey season. That shit don't fly.
It don't add up.
I'm a full-time college student, and I'm a full-time athlete. I ain't got no time on the weekends, honey. That's when I have games. She didn't really understand that, but that's fine. But yeah, no, I went home a lot. And if I wasn't, I was always, what do we call him?
String bean.
Yeah, I was always in String bean's room.
Yeah, I was, like, living in a single. Like, I was happy. I love being by myself.
Either that or I was always in Siobhan's room.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was always in String bean's room. And we would just, I don't know. Even though I got kicked out of that dorm. Do you remember that? We should tell that story.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. So my freshman
year. The dirty
year, D. Oh, my God. So my freshman year, my first college boyfriend lived in a dorm building called Dakin.
But it's called the Dirty D.
Yeah, everyone calls it the Dirty D. When my mom was a student here, she lived on the fourth floor of Dakin.
There's four floors in Dakin?
Yeah.
Is there an elevator?
Yes.
Oh, God.
wait. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And she got her shit stolen.
Yeah, she got robbed.
Yeah, the first week she was
That hit. Is why I still lock, like, my door to my single. Because yeah. I don't want to, like, be fucking robbed.
Yeah, but, so, anyway... So my first college boyfriend, String Bean, I feel like I've been talking a lot about him recently because of how he reached out to me a month ago. I was like, oh my God. Anyway.
Bye.
I was like, well, you are interesting. Anyway. So I would go over and sleep over, even though you really weren't supposed to. You were supposed to sign up or, like, fill out a guest form, I guess. And... so his roommate didn't really like that, but I didn't know that, and I told String Bean, I was like, yo, like, is your roommate okay with me sleeping over all the time, and this, that, and the other thing, and he was like, yeah, that was my story. he was like, yeah, like, it's totally fine, don't worry about it, he's just in a grumpy mood, he's just weird, and all this other stuff. It's like, okay, fine, like, as long as you say it's okay, then it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then his roommate, what should we call him?
Pinto Bean.
He reported me to the head person.
Head honcho, yeah, the big cheese.
Of three dorm buildings. She was in charge of Dakin, Lockwood, and Stone.
Right.
And she said, she knocked on the door of the dorm building, and she was like, or the dorm, and she was like, is Caitlin Rulo here? And I was like, yeah, that's me, why? And she was like, can I just talk to you for a second? And everyone was like, String Bean was freaking out, I was like, what the fuck? And she told me that I was reported for sleeping over almost every night, and I should have filled out a guest form.
Well, it's true.
It's true, but I didn't know
right
when I first was doing it, and then that... it was, like, all this, it was, like, the rest of it was so stupid, it was, like, that I was not harassing him, but I was...
Trespassing.
Like, trespassing, that was it. And, even though I was told by String Bean, like, yeah, it's fine, like, he's cool with it, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, oh, fuck. So I wasn't allowed to go to Dakin for...
I think you were only allowed 10 visits a month. Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that.
So you were, like, limited. And then that's kind of, like, anyways, where String Bean and you were kind of falling apart. Anyways,
yeah. So. And then him transferring.
Right.
Because he was in the middle of that process.
But too. I don't blame Pinto Bean. I would have been really annoyed, too. However, yeah. I would have talked to you. I would go straight to, like, the head honcho.
I would... Even though he didn't know me, like, as well, I would have been more comfortable with him being, like, yo, like... I'm just kind of uncomfortable. I kind of want my own space.
And right.
I know you want to be hanging out with String Bean, but I can't. It's distracting to have both you and him in here at the same time. And that would have been more like, okay, like, I get it. Like, we can just hang out somewhere else. Like, don't even worry about it. Mm-hmm. But he took it to the head honcho first thing, and I was like.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Like, no. I think I would have a sit down with my roommate. And if they were like, no, fuck you, I'm going to keep doing what I want, then I'd go to the head honcho. Mm. I wouldn't give a shit what would happen to you.
Maybe that's what happened between String Bean and Pinto Bean.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, String Bean has not been the most truthful anyways, and I feel like String Bean couldn't have cared less what Pinto Bean wanted. String Bean is a liar. I feel like he was just disrespectful as a roommate anyways, you know?
He was disrespectful in general.
Right. So, I don't know. I don't really blame Pinto Bean, but then again, I wouldn't have gone to the head. Jeez.
No. That's what I mean. Like,
that was petty.
Yeah, like...
didn't she say there was, like, you could get arrested, too, if you kept doing it?
Yes.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, talk to the person before you try to bring, like...
So, I would only go over there when Pinto Bean was there. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. But then, like, yeah, that was, like, second semester, right? So then, the first semester of freshman year, you were never at the room.
No.
Like, I hardly saw anything of you, and then second semester.
I remember that I got that text message from, String Bean.
Yeah.
And I started crying, and I...
Yeah, you screamed at me in the way. I was like...
That was the first time I've ever yelled at Julia. And
she was like...
So bad.
I was like, what? And I don't even remember what you said, but you were like... Ah, rah, 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 and then you just ran away. And I didn't see you for like 2 days. I was like, you know what? She's on her own. She's processing. I can't do anything about it.
That was such a...
It's a waiting game.
Relationship. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it was pretty toxic.
Yeah. But, that was the one where he played a prank on me.
Yeah. He's like, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember you were, like, literally taking a shit on the toilet. You're like, I got a shit. And then 5 minutes later, you come back. And you're, like,
full-blown panic attack.
Yeah. That was funny.
So,
not the part, just the fact that you were taking a shit.
Yeah. And so, I came back into the room, and I got a text from String Bean saying that he was back home. No.
Yeah, he was away.
Yeah, he was back home at this point, and he used to live in, like, Connecticut or something.
Yeah.
And so he went back, and he played this prank on me saying that he had a girlfriend back home, and he was cheating on her with me the entire time. They've been dating for 6 months. And all this other stuff, and I was like, what the fuck? And I came back from the bathroom, like, crying in tears. And then I called Siobhan, my best guy friend, and I was like, what the fuck? And I stayed in his room crying till 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shitty. That was a lot.
Yeah, my freshman year, first semester, was a lot.
I had, like, a pretty good semester. It was pretty solid for, like, a first year of college.
I was emotionally and mentally, like, not.
Well, that's why I didn't concern myself with being romantic with anyone at that point. I was like, I am here to study. I'm here to learn and pursue what I want to do.
Do a Caitlin.
I mean, for, like, by all means, if you find someone, like, your first year of college you want to be with.
Right.
Totally be with them. But at the same time, you know, remember you are at college to learn and to study, not to date. Exactly. I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at it.
100%.
100%.
But yeah, that's a story time with Caitlin and Julia.
Thank you for
coming. Cut the cameras.
Cut the cameras.
Cut the shit.
Cut it.
Do you know this song?
Mm-mm.
Ugh.
Was it Snoop Dogg? Just because we were watching Snoop Dogg, he was on The Voice.
Double OG.
Oh, should we talk about our opinions on Ariana Grande on The Voice?
Oh, my God. Okay, so Ariana Grande is supposed to be on The Voice. We think that she is lowering her standards.
That is so low for her. Like, girl, you're choosing to be on The fucking Voice. Why? But I have a theory. I think it's
for why?
She
for
can't.
For what reason?
She can't tour until 2022. What else the fuck is she going to do? You know?
That's true. And she's got to stay relevant.
Ariana Grande will always be relevant. She won't even have to lift a finger, and she will always be relevant.
Remember when
always.
I told you that? One of my previous exes did not like Ariana Grande.
Yeah, because he said some, like, ignorant things that, like, were just really not cool about that Ariana whole Grande. Situation.
Right.
With Ariana Grande and Mac Miller. And it's just a pet peeve of mine when people think, celebrity or not, when people think that
they're
still
a person.
Yeah, but, like, you don't know the story.
No, yeah. That's why.
Whether you're talking about a celebrity or not, like, you don't know.
You don't know
the details.
The behind the scenes. Either.
So you can't make an assumption.
Just off of that.
Exactly. Like, what's going on. So that was ignorant and annoying. I hate that.
100% agree.
But yeah, I just feel like it's not it. I don't know why she would choose to do that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mind her being. Oh, like, I love that she's going to be on there, but I was just like. She's only her. Like, Miss Girl, you can do
she's
so much
totally
better.
Totally above The Voice. And to be honest, Kelly Clarkson is above The Voice, too.
Oh. 100%.
I don't know about Blake Shelton.
I don't know about John Legend.
I love Blake Shelton. I don't know about John Legend either. I really can't stand John Legend. His music is just,
Oh, I'm trying to think of... A song is on the tip of my tongue.
I don't like Chrissy Teigen either. She's like made of plastic. Have you seen her face?
Oh my god.
Like her face comes out like
Did
this.
You see
it's
that?
Crazy.
She's like on, she like, it was like, I'm quitting Twitter. And then 3 months later, she's back on. I was like,
she's looking for a clout. She's looking to fight someone, I swear.
Oh my god, she loves doing that.
Like, you can say, like, I'm getting rid of social media all you want, but then when you become like less relevant, you have no choice but to get it back. What's that? The KFC bag?
No. I went thrifting the other day. It's one of the thrifting bags.
It's cinnamon day. We don't really have a lot of energy, but...
And it's raining.
We don't really have time otherwise, because we're so busy.
Wait, finals coming out? I gotta pack my shit.
I have that giant-ass printer in my room to pack up to. Mm. There's just so much shit. And, like, I don't even know how I'm getting home either. So... That is yet to be discovered.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yep.
I think we're going to end the podcast here.
Yeet.
All right. We'll see you next time. Yeah, she do a little thing. Oh, my God. How do I stop this?
What? Yeah, what the fuck?
I let her do a little thing. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I let her do a little thing. Yeah, she never in my way. Please. Please stay.